Bismillah, wassalat, wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. This evening, this is going to be our eighth session, reading chapter 8 from the book entitled, or from the topic entitled, Da'wat al-Mu'minina al-Madhkuratu fil-Qur'an. Yani the da'wat, the supplications of the believers which are mentioned in the Qur'an by the noble Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Tonight, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we're going to be looking at, as I mentioned, chapter 8, but before we do that, we want to just quickly review some of the topics that we covered last week in our discussion concerning the supplications from chapter 7 or question and study guide for lecture number 7. So the first question is, memorize the dua of the weak and oppressed believers mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, the 4th surah, 75th ayat. The dua of the weak and oppressed believers mentioned in Surah An-Nisa. Now, anybody, English or Arabic, huh? We can read the English fine.
Our Lord, rescue us from this town, whose people are oppressors, and raise for us from you a wali supporter, and raise for us from you a nasir helper.
Now, Arabic?
Rabbana, Rabbana, Akhrajna, Min. من هذه القرية الظالمين أهلها
واجعل لنا
من لدنك وليا واجعلنا من لدنك نصيرا.
نعم، جزاكم الله خير. So this supplication, as we mentioned, was a supplication from people, believers, people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were weak and oppressed. And we'll discuss a little bit further about them. But the supplication, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا, يعني, O our Rabb, يعني, remove us, save us, مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا, يعني, from this town or this city whose people, its inhabitants, are oppressors. وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا, and make for us from yourself, appoint for us a wali, a supporter. وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا, and make for us or appoint for us from yourself a helper. So this supplication, the believers are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them from these people, this town whose people are oppressors, and to appoint for them a supporter and a helper. Question number 2. How has the author described these weak and oppressed believers mentioned in the above ayat, yani 4th surah, 75th ayat? How has the author described these people? What has he said about them? Who are these people? And who are the people that this dua is narrated from? Okay, the Shaykh said that these weak believers, this is the dua of these believers who were weak, who were ill-treated, who were oppressed. They were in Mecca, people who were in Mecca, and he also said about them that they were subjected to the humiliation of the disbelievers from the Quraysh. And he also mentioned the time period. This time period was when? What was the time period of this? Before the conquest of Mecca. Question number 3. Who does Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma say were made to be their wali, their supporter, and their nasir, their helper? Who did Ibn Abbas say was made to be their wali and their nasir? Their wali?
The Prophet
sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Mecca, Allah made him as their wali. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for them a nasir. He appointed over them who? To help them. Naam. Naam, At-Tab ibn Asid, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him over them, to protect them and to guard them and to attend to their affairs. Question number four, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe the people who said? This is another supplication from Surah Al-Ma'idah 583. The question, how does Allah describe the people who said, O our Rabb, we believe, so write us down among the witnesses. Yani, who are the people, yani, that said, O our Rabb, Rabbana, amanna, we have believed, faktubna ma shahideen. How does Allah describe these people who made that dua? What does Allah say about them? Naam. Okay, they were Christians. What else did he say about them?
They testified to the truth.
They testified to the truth.
That they were revealed to the Prophet.
Yani specifically, all of that is yani part of what Allah said about them, but specifically what is crystal clear and very, very important in Allah's description of them. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. Whenever they heard what was revealed to the Messenger, what would happen? Whenever they heard it was revealed to the Messenger, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And you would see their eyes overflowing with tears. Due to what? مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Due to what they knew was the truth that was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. Yani when they heard what was being revealed to the Prophet ﷺ, they recognized it. They knew it was the truth. And as a result of that, it caused them to respond emotionally, shedding tears out of their recognition of the truth that they heard being revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. Question number five, who was Ibn Abbas, or who does Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma say are the shahideen, the witnesses mentioned in the above ayat, yani from the fifth surah, 83rd ayat, yani when they said, Rabbana amanna faqtubna ma shahideen. O our Rabb, we have believed, so write us down amongst the shahideen. Who does Ibn Abbas say is the shahideen? Who are the witnesses? Who are they? Ibn Abbas says the shahidu mentioned in this ayat is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah. They are the shahidun or the shahideen mentioned in this ayat. Yani those people are saying, write us down with the shahideen, meaning write us down to be amongst, to be a part of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah. Write us down as Muslims. Question number six, memorize the dua of those who repented. This is a third supplication. Memorize the dua of those who repented from shirk, from the Bani Israel, in Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, 149th ayat. What was the dua of those who repented from the shirk that they had fallen into from Bani Israel? What was their dua? What did they say? Yani when they regretted for what they had done, and they acknowledged that they had gone astray, they said what?
If our Lord does not have mercy upon us,
uh-huh,
and forgive us, we shall certainly be of the losers.
If our Rabb does not have mercy upon us and does not forgive us, we will certainly, surely, definitely be of the losers. لَإِنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Question number seven. The next dua came. What was the dua of the people of Fir'aun? Pharaoh's people who repented from as-sihr, from magic, and believed in Musa alayhi salam. This is in the 7th surah, 126 ayat. What was the dua of the people of Fir'aun who had repented from being magicians and they believed in Musa alayhi salam? Naam. Rabbana. Afrid. Uh-huh.
صَبْرًا
وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. They say, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. O our Rabb, pour upon us patience. Yani grant us a tremendous, great amount of patience because of what they are being faced with from Pharaoh, who is threatening to cut off their hands and feet on opposite sides and hang them, and he crucify them on palm trees. They said, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. Pour upon us patience, to be patient with this trial. وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. And cause us to die
as Muslims in a state of Islam. The last question lists the three aspects of what the author explains as the intended meaning of their dua when they said, and cause us to die as Muslims. The author explained this as three things. Dying as Muslims. Cause us to die as Muslims, he said, number one, to be firm, that we die firm upon Islam, that we remain firm upon Islam. Number two, that we die in compliance to your command, to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we die in a condition of muttabi'ina li rasuli, strictly following the Prophet, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani that we be firm upon Islam, that we be in compliance with your commands, and that we follow your Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are some of the issues that we discussed last week. And tonight, inshallah, we're looking at chapter 8, which in the English translation begins on page 46. And this chapter has three supplications. You'll see a small number at the beginning of each supplication. This one is 13, and then there's 14, and then there's 15. So there are three supplications, three groups of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions supplications from them. In Arabic, we're reading from page 886. Min da'awat al-mu'mineen. From the supplications of the believers. The Shaykh begins by saying, وَمِنْ دَعْوَاتْ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ الْعَظِيمَةِ الْمَذْكُورَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ. Yani from amongst the tremendous, magnificent supplications of the people of Iman that have been mentioned in the noble Qur'an, مَا وَرَدَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى is that which has been mentioned in the saying of Allah the Most High. وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ مُوسَى Musa alayhi salam said, O my people, إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ if indeed you have really believed in Allah, فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا then upon Him put your trust. Depend upon Him alone. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ if indeed you are really Muslims. فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا so they responded. Yani the people of Musa alayhi salam, they responded, they said, عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا it is upon Allah alone that we put our trust, that we depend upon. And then they supplicated, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ they said, O our Rabb, do not make us a fitna, yani a test or a trial for the yani قوم الظالمين the people of ظلم, the wrongdoers, the polytheists, yani the pagan disbelievers. Do not make us a fitna for them, a trial for them. Yani don't do something that through us, yani, don't allow something to happen to us that would be a trial for them, that would be a test for them, that would make them worse than they are. Don't make us that means of fitna. They said, وَنَجِّنَا and save us by your rahmah, by your mercy, from al-qawm al-kafirin, from the disbelieving people. The Shaykh, he says that this supplication from the magnificent supplications of the people of Iman that are mentioned in the Quran, is that which حَيْثُ أَخْبَرَ سُبْحَانُهُ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ عَنْ نَبِيهِ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ yani is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us of in these ayat concerning His Prophet Musa alayhi salam. أَنَّهُ أَوْسَى قَوْمَهُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ بِالتَّوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي مُوَاجَهَةِ أَعْدَائِهِمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمِهِ yani that Musa, Allah is informing us that Musa advised His people, the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, to have tawakkul, trust and dependence, reliance upon Allah in facing their enemies, Pharaoh and his people. Yani to put their trust in Allah. وَأَنَّ قَوْمَ مُوسَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَدْ امْتَثَلُوا أَمْرَهُ. And also Allah is informing us that the people of Musa alayhi salam, the believers, they complied with his command. Yani, Musa alayhi salam advised them to put their trust in Allah, depend upon Allah, and they complied with that. They said, عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. Indeed, upon Allah alone we put our trust. أي بِهِ وَثِقْنَا وَإِلَيْهِ فَوَّضْنَا أَمْرَنَا وَعَلَيْهِ وَحْدَهُ اِعْتَمَدْنَا. Yani they said, the Shaykh is saying here, that their tawakkul ala Allah included three things. بِهِ وَثِقْنَا, yani that we put our trust in Him, Allah alone. وَإِلَيْهِ فَوَّضْنَا أَمْرَنَا, and to Him we surrender our affairs. To Allah alone we have surrendered our affairs. وَعَلَيْهِ وَحْدَهُ اِعْتَمَدْنَا, and it is upon Him, Allah alone, that we depend. Yani they trust in Allah, they depend upon Allah, and they leave their affair to Allah. They do not depend upon themselves or people, but they surrender their affairs to Allah. ثُمَّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And then they supplicated to their Rabb, saying, O our Rabb, do not make us a trial for the wrongdoing people, the polytheists, the pagan disbelievers. This first request of the two requests of these people, the first of these requests, yani, O Arab, do not make us a trial for the wrongdoing people. The Shaykh says, في معنى هذا الدعاء قولاني للمفسرين, yani that the scholars of tafsir have two views, two opinions concerning the meaning of these words, the meaning of this dua. Do not make us a fitna, a trial for the wrongdoing people. He says, فَقِيلَ الْمَعْنَى, so it is said that the meaning of here, do not make us a trial, meaning do not, لَا تُظْهِرْهُمْ عَلَيْنَا, don't give them the upper hand over us, don't cause them to overcome us. وَلَا تُسَلِّطْهُمْ عَلَيْنَا, and don't give them power and authority over us. Yani this is the first meaning. Don't, yani, make them to overcome us, and don't give them power and authority over us. Because if you were to do that, فَيَظُنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِنَّمَا صُلِّتُوا لِأَنَّهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَنَحْنُ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. Because if you were to give, allow them to overcome us and to have power and authority over us, then they will begin to think. This will cause them to think that the only reason why they have been given authority over us is because they are upon the truth and we are upon falsehood. That would be a trial for them, because they are upon falsehood. But if Allah gave them authority over the believers, this will make them imagine that they are upon the haq and that the believers are upon falsehood. And that would be a test and a trial for them, the Shaykh says. So they will be tested by this. This will be a fitna for them. And this will cause them to increase in transgression and in their kufr, and it will make them worse. If you what? If you allow them to overcome us and to have power and authority over us. So this is the first meaning that's given. Do not make us a test for the wrongdoing people. Yani don't give them power over us so that they begin to think that they're upon the truth and we're upon falsehood, and then they became worse in their transgression and in their disbelief. Waqila, another view, second view, he said, Al-Ma'na, لَا تُعَذِّبْنَا بِعَذَابٍ مِنْ عِنْدِكْ وَلَا تُعَذِّبْنَا بِأَيْدِي فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمِهِ. Yani, do not punish us with a punishment from yourself, from Allah, and do not punish us at the hands of Pharaoh and his people. Yani, the second meaning is what? Do not punish us. Don't allow these people to be the means of punishing us. فَيُقُولُونَ لَوْ كَانُوا عَلَى الْحَقِّ لَمَا عُذِّبُوا. Then they would say, if those people, meaning the believers, if they were upon the truth, they wouldn't have been punished. Punished by Allah, punished by those people. If they were upon the truth, they wouldn't have been punished. فَيَظُنُّ أَنَّهُمْ خَيْرٌ مِنَّا فَيُفْتَنُوا بِذَلِكَ. Then they would think, this would cause them to think, to imagine that they are better than us, better than the believers, and this would be a fitna for them. So, in both cases, yani, the two views concerning this fitna, do not make us a fitna for the wrongdoing people. In both cases, yani, either because they overcame the believers, or because Allah allowed them to be a means of punishing the believers. It made them to think that they were better than the believers, and that they were upon the truth and not the believers. And this was the fitna for them that would make them go further astray. Because they would begin to imagine that they are not upon falsehood. They would imagine that they are upon truth, and that they are the people who are right and correct. And this would be their fitna. Then the Shaykh, he mentions the second part, the second request from their dua. He says, وَقَالُوا تَكْمِيلَةَ دُعَائِهِمْ in completion. Completing their dua, they said, وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ and save us by your mercy from the disbelieving people. He said, the meaning here, save us by your mercy from the disbelieving people, A, خَلَّصْنَا يَا رَبَّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنْ أَيْدِي الْكَافِرِينَ لِنَسْلَمَ مِنْ شَرِّهِمْ وَنُقِيمَ عَلَى دِينِنَا عَلَى وَجْهٍ نَتَمَكَّنُ بِهِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ شَرَائِهِ وَإِظْهَارِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ مُعَارِضٍ وَلَا مُنَازِعٍ. They said, the Shaykh says that the meaning of this, and save us, by your mercy, save us from the disbelieving people, meaning rescue us, O our Rabb, by your mercy, from the hands of the disbelievers, so that we will be safe from their evil. And not only that, but being saved from their evil, coupled with نُقِيمُ عَلَى دِينِنَا, we will be established, we will be firm upon our deen, in a manner in which we will have mastery or control in the earth, such that we will establish the laws, the shara'i of Islam. We will establish the laws of Islam in the earth and make it uppermost, superior in the land, without there being any mu'arid, anyone who can resist or oppose Islam, and without there being any munazi, anyone who can challenge or contest it. So here, the Shaykh is explaining here that saving them from the disbelieving people, not only saving them from their evil, but also allowing us to establish Islam in the earth and the laws of Islam in the earth and making it uppermost in the earth without there being anyone who can resist it or oppose it or challenge it or contest it. Then the Shaykh says, وَأَشَارَ بَعْضُ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ فِي تَقْدِيمِ تَوَكُّلْ عَلَى الدُّعَىٰ تَنْبِيهًا عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الدَّاعِي يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَوَّلًا لِتُجَابَ دَعْوَتُهُ. And some of the scholars of tafsir have mentioned that the fact that tawakkul is mentioned before their dua, and they said that we're putting our trust in Allah, them saying that before making the dua is an indication, or it is a means of drawing our attention to the fact that the person who is supplicating to Allah, it is befitting of that person to first express their trust and dependence upon Allah, and then supplicate so that their dua will be accepted. That is, the person acknowledging that they are putting their trust in Allah is a means through which their dua will be accepted. The fact that a person puts their trust in Allah and depends upon Allah and relies upon Allah is a means due to which their dua will be accepted. So a person expresses their tawakkul ala Allah, and then they ask Allah for what it is that they are in need of. And the Shaykh says, an example of this is that which is narrated in the Sahih of Muslim from Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. He said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to say the following supplication. Allahumma laka aslamtu. O Allah, to you I have submitted. Wa bika amantu. And in you I have believed. Wa alayka tawakkaltu. And upon you I have put my trust. It is upon you that I depend and rely. Wa ilayka anabtu. And I have turned to you in obedience, وَبِكَ أَخَاسَمْتُ, and it is with you, with your help and assistance and aid, I argue and I defend myself. بِكَ خَاسَمْتُ. And then, After mentioning these things, yani, that I have submitted to you, and I have believed in you, and I have put my trust in you, and I turn back to you in obedience, and I argue, yani, my argument and my defense is with your aid and assistance. Then, yani, the Prophet ﷺ would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'izzatika la ilaha illa anta an tudillani antal hayy alladhi la yamut wal hayy والجن والإنس يموتون يعني اللهم إني أعوذ بعزتك Oh Allah, I seek refuge in your عزه, in your might and your power. لا إله إلا أنت And there's nothing that deserves to be worshipped except you. يعني this is a statement that's in the middle of the supplication. لا إله إلا أنت The meaning of the supplication أعوذ بعزتك يعني أن تضلني I seek refuge in your power and your might from you misguiding me. I seek refuge from being misguided. And then he said يعني أنت الحي الذي لا يموت You are the ever living who does not die. يعني distinguishing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from everything in creation. Allah being the creator and the creation being different from the creator, yani he said, أَنْتَ الْحَيَّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ This is the distinction for Allah alone, that He is the ever-living one that does not die. وَالْجِنْ وَالْإِنْسِ يَمُوتُونَ And everything else, the jinn and the humans and everything in the creation dies. So this is the end of what the Shaykh said concerning the first supplication. The second supplication, number 14, is من دعوات أهل الإيمان العظيمة الواردة في القرآن from amongst the magnificent supplications of the people of Iman that are mentioned in the Quran is دعاء أصحاب الكهف يعني the supplication of the companions of the cave the people of the cave that's mentioned in Surah Kahf the 18th Surah of the Quran Allah the Most High says إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا They said, يعني Allah the Most High says, remember when these young men, Al-Fitya, sought refuge in the cave. And they said, this was their supplication, ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة O our Rabb, bestow upon us from yourself, رحمة يعني رحمة from you directly وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا and facilitate or make easy for us our affair يعني that it end upon right guidance that the end of our affair be upon right guidance this is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf 18th Surah 10th Ayat the Shaykh then mentions وَهَذَا إِخْبَارٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَنَ الْفِتْيَةِ أَصْحَابِ الْكَهْفِ الَّذِينَ وَصَفَهُمُ اللَّهِ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى يعني this is information from Allah the Most High concerning those young men known as the companions of the cave whom Allah the Most High describes with his saying and here the Shaykh mentions several ayats from Surah Al-Kahf where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about these people whose dua is being mentioned here. Allah is in giving us information about who were the yani Ashab al-Kahf. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and this is in the 13th, 14th, 15th and 16th ayat, he says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ That we are narrating to you their story in truth. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the story of the young men, the believers who are known as Ashab al-Kahf. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى Indeed, they were young men who believed in their Rabb. And as a result of that, Allah says, and we increase them in guidance. Al-Imam As-Sa'di says in his tafsir of this ayat, the huda means, ilm nafi' wa amal salih. Yani he increased them in guidance, meaning he increased them in beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. Yani real guidance is that a person has beneficial knowledge and actions based on that, righteous actions. Yani that they have knowledge that they apply and they act upon. This is huda. Allah increased them because of their iman. He increased them in huda, in beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدَعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have made their hearts firm and strong. We have strengthened their hearts. When they stood up and they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, our Rabb is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. And we will never call upon any ilah, anything that is worshipped, other than Him. Here, some of the scholars of tafsir mention that yani this statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them firm. He gave them steadfastness. He gave them patience and reassurance based on their iman. He made their hearts firm. إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا. Yani إِذْ قَامُوا وَقَالُوا. Yani they stood up. When they had been recognized, it became known that they were worshipping other than what their people were worshipping. They were brought to the king. And he confronted them. And they stood up and they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. Our Rabb is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And we would never call on anyone, anything as a god besides Him. Yani they faced the king, the ruler, and their people, and they said, this is what we are upon. And He gave them some time, and during that time that He gave them to think about it, you better think about this, come back and say something different, they escaped. And they went and hid in the cave. So this is significant, yani, in that these young men, yani, stood up to their ruler, stood up to their whole people, and declared that our Rabb is the Rabbus Samawati wal Ard, and we would never call upon, we would never supplicate to, we would never worship anything as a god besides Him. Yani, the one who's the Rabb of everything, He's the only one that deserves to be worshipped. Yani, they, yani, connected the Rububiyyah to the Ubudiyyah. Yani, the one who's the Rabb. And this argument comes in the Quran like so many times. Allah mentions His rububiyyah necessitates then. Whoever recognizes that He's the Rabb, then it requires then that they have to worship Him alone. And this is what they are saying here. They said, yani, He's the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and we will never, yani, worship anything except Him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they said, if we had, yani, then said, called upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this would have been a tremendous, yani, statement of kufr. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا, or they, He narrates them saying, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا لَوْ لَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّن فَمَنْ أَظَلَمُ مِمَّنَ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Yani they said, these, our people, have taken aliha, gods, things that they worship, instead of Allah. And they said, would they to bring some clear proof, Sultan Mumin, if they would bring a clear proof for what they are doing, for this worshipping other than Allah. And of course, they couldn't bring any clear proof for worshipping other than Allah. They said, so whoever, man, فَمَنْ أَظَلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا, who is worse in dhulm, in wrongdoing, than the one who invents a lie against Allah, meaning that there is something that deserves to be worshipped other than Allah. And then the Shaykh, he mentions this final ayat, the 16th ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُحَيِّ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. Yani that they said to one another that when you separate, yani separate yourselves from them, our people, and separate from the worshipping of anything other than Allah, then seek refuge in the cave, and Allah will open, our Rabb will open a way for us out of His mercy, and He will facilitate or make easy for us our affair. So the Shaykh in these ayahs, he's telling us a little bit about the background in the story of the yani Ashab al-Kahf, yani the companions of the cave, and then he goes back to their supplication and explains yani the meaning of their supplication. So he says, these were young people who believed, Yani, first he mentions, before he goes back to the supplication, he says, فَهَوْلَيْ فِتْيَةٌ مُؤْمِنُونَ اتَّفَقُوا عَلَى الْإِنْحِيَازِ عَنْ قَوْمِهِمْ. Yani, that these young men who were believers, they had made an agreement amongst themselves to separate from their people. That's the first thing. They made an agreement. They all agreed that we're going to separate from our people. الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Those people, yani, they're going to separate from those people who had worshipped something along with Allah, committed shirk. وَتَبَرِّ مِنْهُمْ. And we're going to declare ourselves to be free from them, that we have nothing to do with these people. وَالْخُرُوج مِنْ بَيْنِ أَظْهُرِهِمْ. And we're going to leave from amongst them. We're not going to stay around with these people. وَالْفِرَارْ بِدِينِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ. And we're going to flee, yani to escape from them, to escape in order to protect our deen. We're going to flee from them to protect our deen. Yani we're going to separate from them. We're going to declare ourselves to be free from them. We're going to leave from amongst them, and we're going to flee with our deen to protect and save our deen. The Shaykh says, وَهُوَ الْمَشْرُوعُ حَالَ الْفِتَنْ وَالظُّهُورُ الشُّرُورُ. This is what is legislated. This is the mashru'. This is the thing that Allah has legislated in the condition when there is fitan, trials and tribulations, yani that affect a person's deen or prevent them from worshipping Allah. And there's the appearance, the open, widespread appearance of evil in the land. And here, yani, this point is explained in some detail in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir. The Shaykh just alludes to it. The point is that, yani, leaving from amongst the people who are, yani, oppressing you and preventing you from worshipping Allah, where evil is widespread, it's legislated that a person leave them and not remain there amongst those people to be oppressed, to be tried, to be, yani, subject to torture and persecution and punishment for worshipping Allah. Rather, what is legislated in Islam, he said, al-mashru' in this condition is that we leave, that we separate. And this issue of separating from the disbelievers, yani, is clearly stated in Surah An-Nisa, in Ayat 97, 98, 99, and 100. In Surah An-Nisa, Ayat 97, 98, 99, and 100. Very, very important that a person should read these ayat and read the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, Al-Imam Ibn Kathir, and see what he says. Some of us might be surprised. Some of us might be surprised. The Shaykh says, so they're saying, yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning these people is, أَوَلْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Remember when these young men fled to the cave, yani to escape from their people and to protect their deen. And they said, O our Rabb, bestow upon us rahmah from yourself and make easy and facilitate for us our affair, yani that the end of our affair be upon right guidance. This is their supplication, yani, grant us, bestow upon us mercy from yourself and make easy our affair, that it ends upon right guidance. Qala al-Hafidh ibn Kathir. Al-Hafidh al-Imam ibn Kathir rahimahullah says concerning this supplication, yukhbir ta'ala an ulaika al-fitya alladhina farru bidinihim min qawmihim li'alla yaftinuhum anhu wa harabu minhum walajahu ila ghar fil jabal liyakhtafu an qawmihim. Yani, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir says that Allah the Most High has informed us about these young men who fled with their deen from their people. Yani, they left their people in order to protect and preserve their deen. And this is so that they would not be put to test and put to trial for worshipping Allah. So they, yani, escaped from their people and they sought refuge in a cave, in a mountain, so that they could hide from their people. فَقَالُوا هِنَا دَخَلُوا. And when they entered the cave, they said, yani, they said this supplication, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. The Shaykh says, when they entered the cave, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said these words, asking Allah the Most High for His rahmah, His mercy, and his lutf, his kindness to them, that Allah be merciful to them, and that he be kind to them. Yani, that he what? Protect them from their people, protect them from being seen by their people, or hurt or harmed by their people. So they said, O our Rabb, bestow upon us from yourself rahmah. He said, the meaning of this is, Hablana min indaka rahmatan tarhamuna biha wa tasturuna an qawmina. Yani, grant us from yourself mercy, by which you will show mercy upon us, and you will screen us, or cover us from being seen by our people, so that we will not be found and persecuted or tortured or killed. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ عَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا, and facilitate or make easy for us our affair, that it ends up upon right guidance, that the end of our affair be upon right guidance. A. اَجْعَلْ عَقِبَتَنَا رَشَدًا, yani make the end of our affair to be upon right guidance, as it came in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that is reported by Imam Bukhari in his book Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, and Shaykh al-Albani, yani in Sahih Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, he said this hadith is Sahih. He said this hadith is Sahih, that the Prophet ﷺ used to say, وَمَا قَضَيْتَ لَنَا مِنْ قَضَاءٍ فَاجْعَلْ عَقِبَتَهُ رَشَدًا. Yani he used to say, whatever decree, yani, O Allah, whatever decree you decree for us, make the end of it be upon right guidance. Yani let it end up upon right guidance. Whatever you have decreed upon us right now, yani that we might not like, or we might find distasteful or uncomfortable, yani let it end up to be upon right guidance. And in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, yani he mentions the hadith of Busra, and this hadith is also reported by Al-Imam Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir in his tafsir of this ayah. Shaykh Al-Albani said that this hadith is da'if. It's a weak hadith, but in any case, Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions this hadith, the hadith of Busra ibn Abi Arta radiyallahu anhu an Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu kana yad'u, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to supplicate, Allahumma ahsin عَاقِبَتَنَا فِي الْأُمُورِ كُلِّهَا, O Allah, make the end of our affairs, all of them, to be good. وَأَجِرْنَا مِنْ خِزْيِ الدُّنْيَا وَأَذَابِ الْآخِرَةِ, and protect us from shame and disgrace in this world and from the punishment of the next life. The Shaykh closes his discussion concerning this. He says, وَالْحَاصُلْ أَنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الْفِتْيَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ جَمَعُوا بَيْنَ السَّعِي في الخير والفرار من الفتنة إلى مكان يمكن استخفاء فيه وبين تضرعهم وسؤالهم لله تعالى تيسير أمورهم وعدم اتكالهم على أنفسهم وعلى الخلق ولذلك استجاب الله تعالى دعاهم وقيد لهم ما لم يكن في حسابهم. يعني the Shaykh says that in summary or in brief, yani these young believing men, jama'u, they have combined between two things. Yani they did both of these things. And we talked about this in a lot of detail when we dealt with this topic of tawakkul. Yani they combined between what? Striving in khair, trying to do a lot of good deeds, wal fira min al fitna, and fleeing from the fitna. Themselves trying to do a lot of good deeds, they worked hard and doing acts of obedience that are pleasing to Allah, and at the same time they also escaped from the fitna that they would be subjected to by their people who are worshipping other than Allah. They did all of that, yani escaping to a place where they would be able to hide from their people. This along with their yani humbly begging Allah and asking Allah the Most High to make, yani to grant them some ease in their affair. Yani they worked hard in doing good, they tried to escape from the people who are worshipping other than Allah to protect their deen, and at the same time, they didn't just do what they could do, but then they called upon Allah. They begged Allah, they asked Allah to help them, to protect them, to save them, to make their affair easy for them. وَعَدَمْ إِتِّكَالِهِمْ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَلَى الْخَلْقِ, and they didn't depend upon or rely upon themselves or upon any of the created beings who are just like themselves, yani who don't have the any ability any more than they do. Yani the Shaykh is saying here what? That they combine between doing good deeds, fleeing from evil, and then calling upon Allah, asking for His help and His protection and His assistance. And this is yani important, that the person doesn't just think it's sufficient just to make dua, but a person has to do something themselves. And it's not sufficient that a person just tries to do good deeds without asking Allah's help and His assistance and His protection. But rather, we have to combine between doing what we are able to do, along with asking Allah's help to make us successful in what we're trying to do. And the Shaykh, he says here, so for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to their dua. Yani because they were doing what they were able to do and then asking Allah's help. So Allah responded to their dua, and Allah yani put in place for them that which, or He made happen for them that which they didn't anticipate, they didn't imagine, they didn't expect would happen. And what the Shaykh is referring to here is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 11th ayat of this 18th surah. Allah says, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا, that we have covered up their hearing in the cave, while they were in the cave, for a number of years. Meaning, أَلْقَيْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ النَّوْمِ حِينَ دَخَلَ الْكَهْفِ, yani that we caused them to fall asleep when they entered the cave. So they slept for many years, and we prevented any sounds or any noise from reaching their ears, because the sleeping person, if they hear any noise, they will awaken. And Allah intended for them to sleep and sleep and sleep for a long time. And then the Shaykh closes by saying, وَفِي هَذَا النَّوْمَ الْمَذْكُورِ حِفْظٌ لِكُلُوبِهِمْ مِنَ الْإِضْطِرَابِ وَالْخَوْفِ وَحِفْظٌ لَهُمْ مِنْ قَوْمِهِمْ وَلِيَكُونَ آيَةً بَيِّنَةً لِلْمُعْتَبِرِينَ. Yani in this sleep that's mentioned here, in this story of the Ashab al-Kahf, yani in this sleep, there's yani حِفْظ, protection of their hearts. Yani Allah has protected their hearts by causing them to sleep. He protected their hearts from anxiety, from worry, and from fear. Yani the anxiety and the worry and the fear that they would have experienced if they were awake, knowing that their people are looking for them and that they may find them, and if they find them, what are they going to do to them? So Allah protected them from that. And likewise, حَفْظٌ لَهُمْ مِنْ قَوْمِهِمْ, He also protected them physically from their people finding them, so that this would be a clear sign for those who would take heed. Yani that if a people are tested and tried in their deen, that they should do whatever they can to escape, put their trust in Allah, ask Allah's help, and this is a sign that Allah will protect and preserve the believers if they do what they are able to do, to worship Allah, to be obedient to Allah, and to avoid the sin and corruption of the land, of the people where they are, and they try to escape from that, then Allah will protect and preserve them as He protected and preserved these young men who were believers. The last supplication that the Shaykh mentions, he says, وَمِنْ دَعْوَاتْ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ مَا وَرَدَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. This is in Surah Al-Mu'minun, 23rd Surah, 109th Ayat. And from the supplications of the people of Iman that have been mentioned in the Qur'an, is that which came in the saying of Allah the Most High, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي, yani that there was a party or a group from amongst my worshippers, a group of people, of those people who worshipped Allah. And they were saying, they used to say, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا, O our Rabb, we have believed. فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا, so forgive us and have mercy upon us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. This supplication is one of those supplications that contain very few words and tremendous meanings. It's from those supplications that are only a few words. Yani, Rabbana. Words that we know. Amanna. O our Rabb, we have believed. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا يعني مَغْفِرَ, so forgive us. وَرَحَمْنَا, and have mercy upon us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and you are the best of the يعني people who show mercy. The first word, رَبَّنَا, يعني we have discussed in detail previously. يعني the Shaykh in one of the first supplications that we covered, he talked about يعني the meaning of this name of Allah, رَبَّنَا, and what it entails and what it involves, يعني of Allah's rububiyyah, which necessitates His ubudiyyah and His asma wa sifat. That whoever recognizes that Allah is the Rabbul Alameen, then they must also recognize that He is the one who alone deserves to be worshipped, and He is the one who has the perfect names and characteristics and qualities and actions. He said, Amanna. Yani this is a statement of their iman. And this is the core issue of the affair. Yani it is the foundation of everything, that a person has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all that Allah requires of us. Then they said, so, O our Rabb, because we have believed, forgive us and have mercy upon us. And these two requests, al-maghfirah wa rahmah, forgiveness and mercy, are requests that came in the Quran again and again and again. Almost every supplication of the people of Iman that came in the Quran, and the most common request that they requested was what? Forgiveness of Allah and His mercy. Forgiveness of Allah and His mercy. And this shows the importance for us. And Allah didn't place these supplications repeating, yani repeatedly showing how the people throughout history, Allah has chosen from the people throughout history who believed in Him, what they supplicated with, and more than anything else, the people asked, yani for Allah's forgiveness and Allah's mercy. And no person will escape from the fire except by the forgiveness and mercy of Allah. And no person will enter the paradise except by the forgiveness and mercy of Allah. They said, O our Rabb, we have believed, so forgive us. Yani as a result of our iman, forgive us and have mercy upon us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and then they stated, and you are the best of those who show mercy. If there's any one in the creation that shows mercy, Allah yani is better than all of that. He is the source of mercy, and His rahmah is the source of all good in this world and in the next life. And He is the best of the rahimeen. The Shaykh yani briefly explains this supplication, and he closed, and we'll close with this. He says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي, yani there was a group, a party from amongst my worshippers saying this supplication, O our Rabb, we have believed, so forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you are the best of those who show mercy. The Shaykh says, وَهَذَا كَلَامٌ يَقُولُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ لِأَهْلَ النَّارِ تَذْكِيرًا لَهُمْ بِحَالَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الدُّنْيَا الَّذِينَ كَانُوا الْكُفَّارَ أَهْلَ النَّارِ يَسْتَحْزِعُونَ بِهِمْ وَيَضْحَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ. And the Shaykh is saying that this kalam, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقًا مِنْ عِبَادِي, yani this is speech, a statement from Allah. He's saying there was a party, a group from amongst my worshippers saying, O our Rabb, we have believed, so forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you're the best of those who show mercy. He said this is a statement from Allah that He's going to say on Yawm Qiyamah. Allah is going to say this on the Day of Judgment. Yawm Qiyamah. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَوْمُ قِيَامَةً لِأَهْلِ النَّارِ, to the people of the hellfire. He's going to say this to them. تَذْكِيرًا لَهُمْ, reminding them of the condition of the believers, the people who believed in Him in this world. الَّذِينَ كَانُوا كُفَّارَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَسْتَحْزِيُونَ بِهِمْ, yani these people who the disbelievers, the people of hellfire, used to make mockery of them and used to laugh at them. Allah is going to remind these disbelievers on Yawm Qiyamah that the people who believed in Me, this is what they used to say. Those people that used to make mockery of, and now you're in the hellfire, and they are receiving the mercy of Allah. The Shaykh says, فَبَيَّنَ تَعَالَى مِنْ حَالِ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ. So Allah made clear, Allah the Most High makes clear, that this was the condition of His believing worshippers, that they used to say, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. يعني if a person reflects on this just for a moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm Qiyamah, He's gonna say to the people of the hellfire that I had worshippers who believed in Me, and this is what they used to be saying. And we can be from amongst those people that Allah will be talking about on Yawm Qiyamah if we make this dua. Yani we could be from amongst those people that Allah will be saying to the kuffar, Yawm Qiyamah, the people of the hellfire, there were some worshippers of mine, they used to say this. They used to say this. But of course a person has to say it, understanding its meaning and believing it in their heart. And following up with what is required of it. Yani if a person says Rabbana, they have to act like Allah is our Rabb. If a person says Amanna, we have to act like we really believe. Yani we have to do that which is required by Iman. And then that person, yani inshallah, they will ask Allah for His mercy and His forgiveness, and Allah will grant it to them, and He will remind the kuffar that I had some worshippers who used to say this, and this is your condition, and this is their condition. The Shaykh says that Allah will say, yani, that this was the condition of my believing worshippers. They used to say, Rabbana amanna faghfir lana warhamna wa anta khayrur rahimin. Yani, how many words? Less than 10 words. Rabbana amanna faghfir lana warhamna wa anta khayrur rahimin. Just a handful of words. A handful of words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He accepts that from us, then we will be, yani, the people He will be talking about, not the people that He will be talking to. The people He's talking to are the people of the hellfire. And the people that He's talking about are going to be the people in Jannah. The Shaykh, he says that in this, these few words, جَمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْإِيمَانِ الْمُقْتَدِي لِأَعْمَالِهِ الصَّالِحَةِ. Yani they have combined in these few words between, number one, mentioning their iman, which necessitates its righteous actions. Yani they mention amanna, that iman, which part of it is the conviction in the heart, and part of it is being expressed on the tongue, and the other part of it is that it is manifested in the actions of iman. Yani the actions of iman. Being obedient to Allah and avoiding His prohibitions, and prayers and fasting and charity and telling the truth and being just and fair and merciful and kind. All of this, these are from the actions of Iman. The Shaykh says, so they have combined between this Iman, the Iman that they mention here, which yani necessitates the righteous actions of Iman. And they combine that with a dua. Yani they express their Iman, which comes with righteous deeds, and then they supplicated to Allah. الدُّعَى لِرَبِّهِمْ بِالْمَغْفِرُ وَرَحْمَةً. So they said, we have Iman, including its righteous deeds, and now we are asking Allah to have forgiveness upon us, and to have mercy upon us. They combined that, along with as well, التوصل إليه بربوبيته ومنته عليهم بالإيمان وبالأخبار بسعة رحمته وعموم إحسانه. يعني also in this dua he said is توصل إليه, يعني that they sought nearness to Allah based on what? Number one, His rububiyya. That's what they started with. ربنا. يعني this is a means of nearness to Allah. Recognizing Allah's rububiyya. Calling Allah by His names and His divine qualities and actions. And His Tawheed. So this is a means of nearness to Allah. So as a means of nearness to Allah, they acknowledge His Rububiyyah. And then they acknowledge His favor upon them in granting them Iman by saying, we have believed. And that's a favor of Allah. And that's also a means of nearness to Allah. And third, he said, وَبِالْإِخْبَارِ بِسَعَةِ رَحْمَتِهِ وَعُمُومِ إِحْسَانِهِ. And also by mentioning the vastness of His rahmah and the prevalence of His goodness. Yani meaning, in the end of their dua, they said, wa anta khayrur rahimin. Yani that your rahmah is vast. Your kindness, your goodness is vast. It's unlimited. And all of these are means of nearness to Allah, recognizing His rububiyyah, recognizing His favor in granting us iman, and recognizing the vastness of His mercy, that He is the best of those who show mercy. And all that in these few words, O our Rabb, we have believed, so forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you are the best of those who show mercy. The Shaykh closes by saying, وَفِي دِمْنِهِ مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ خُضُوعِهِمْ وَخُشُوعِهِمْ وَانْكِسَارِهِمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ وَخَوْفِهِمْ وَرَجَائِهِمْ فَهَوْلَاءِ سَادَاتِ النَّاسِ وَفُضَلَاؤُهُمْ. So he says that implied in this dua of these believers, yani it contains, it entails, that which indicates their khudu', yani their humble obedience to Allah. Yani that they are in humble obedience to Allah. And this is from the characteristics of the people of Iman. That they be in humble obedience to Allah. وَخُشُوعِهِمْ And their submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَانْكِسَارِهِمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ And their state of remorse and repentance to their Rabb. Yani in that dua is an indication that these are people who recognize their shortcoming in front of Allah. What is it recognizing? رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا Yani forgive us. Acknowledging their shortcoming in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. انْكِسَارِهِمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ Yani their state of remorse and repentance, their acknowledgement that they have fallen short of the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. And their fear and their hope. Yani their fear of Allah's punishment if He didn't forgive them. And their hope in Allah's mercy. Yani upon them. All of this is indicated in these words. The Shaykh says, as a result of that, these people are the leaders of humanity. And they are the most virtuous of them. This dua requires some reflection. The Shaykh has yani, summarized some of the meanings here. But if a person reads them over and over and over again, until those meanings yani, become clear, until a person is able to grasp them yani, with clarity, and retain them in the forefront of one's mind, and to yani, have yani, a person's heart and their mind yani, be concentrating on these meanings when they are saying these words. Yani, words in and of themselves are not going to be beneficial unless a person knows what they mean and believe it. So when a person is saying these words, after reflecting on their meanings and all that is entailed in them and what is required of them, then inshallah, yani it will benefit the person who says them. The Shaykh closes by saying, dua, he says, جَعَلَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ بِمَنِّهِ وَكَرَمِهِ May Allah make us to be from amongst these people by His favor and His generosity. وَأَلْحَقَنَا بِالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ And that He join us with the righteous from amongst His worshippers. وَهَدَانَا سَبِيلَهُ الْقَوِيمِ وَصِرَاتَهُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And that He guide us to His upright way and His straight path. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ مُجِيبٌ Indeed, He is the one who hears and He is the one who responds. And Allah hears us when we call on Him, when we praise Him, when we glorify Him, and Allah responds. And this is something that yani is important to remember and to think about. Allah hears, a hearing that entails responding, not just hearing, but it's a hearing that entails responding. Yani the Shaykh says, "Innahu Sami'un Mujib," and we say in the Salat every day in every rak'ah, "Sami Allahu liman hamida." Sami Allahu liman hamidahu. Yani Allah hears the one who praises Him. And that hearing is a hearing that entails responding. Yani Allah responds to the one who praises Him. And after we say that, after we acknowledge that reality, that Allah hears, Allah listens, Allah responds to the one who praises Him, what do we say? Rabbana lakal hamd. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Followed by what? Praising Allah. Rabbana wa lakal hamd. So if we believe that Allah does hear the one who praises Him, then we should be praising Him a lot. In the prayer and outside of the prayer, and we should be calling on Him because He answers. He said, call on me and I will answer you. And we are definitely in need. Yani we have so many needs. And Allah is the one who is able. And He is the one who is willing. And He is the one who has commanded us to call on Him. And Allah is not pleased with the one who doesn't call upon Him. But also, we are required yani, to answer His call. And also, we are required to answer His call. And that's the call to prayer 5 times a day, and the call to obedience to His laws, and avoiding that which He has prohibited, and all of the things that's required by Islam and Iman, and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani, let us respond to Allah's call. Indeed, Allah responds to us, though He has no need of us. How much more so then do we need to respond to Him when we are in need of Him? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. We're going to stop here with this. If there are any corrections or comments or questions, we'll take first any corrections, and then if first now. طيب. So we have a few minutes, I think, before the adhan. Okay, so we'll take a few questions, inshallah, or any comments. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.